The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Scenic Overlook Motel. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Here with me, as always, is my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hi.
We've got Rick in the back room with, I'm going to say his name, Nathan, who pulled a good one this morning. Also, we've got Memory Motel in the studio. Fuck yeah, bitches.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I love it.
I'd like to start off by saying Nathan got some good points by running and fetching some beer earlier.
Yeah. Brought to you by our sponsor, Niall, in the room with us today.
Yeah.
Hello. Fucking rad.
This week's awkward silence sponsor, Niall.
Yes. Niall came to watch and see how a podcast
Speaking
is
into
made.
Speaking of the mic,
son.
Oh, he's not supposed to be here.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying
probation.
To.
Well, since Niall isn't here, is there somebody else here?
I don't actually have any business here.
Are you on mic?
Can you hear me?
As much as possible,
yeah,
not.
Are you on mic?
He's all leaning back like he's in a lowrider.
What a dick.
Has the show started?
Yeah, this is
this
our
is
show.
The show, dude.
This is the train wreck that is Worst Little Podcast. Oh, we've got, once again, it's been a couple of years, Memory Motel in the room with us.
Yeah!
A repeat.
And there's less equipment. Like, we can actually move about freely in the cabin this week.
It's weird.
Yeah.
They were still terribly complicated and late, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All Sam's fault.
Prima donnas.
For three guys, they have a lot of bullshit. But it's still less than last time.
Not the same, man.
I remember last time, they're like, well, we're going to bring 27 different things, and you can just do that, right?
We did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It's
and
true.
It sounded great.
It
so.
It was great.
We are thankful for that.
You
awesome.
Can check that out on YouTube, too. Memory Motel, WLP.
Totally.
Watch a little bit of that.
Dude,
it was awesome.
It's a good episode. And hey, so what have you boys been up to since then?
What have
Hi,
been
welcome
up
back to the studio. You've been on tour.
Like 2 years or so?
You've got an album.
We've grown up. Yeah.
Yeah, Ben the drummer is actually legal now.
I'm legal.
That's right. Nick and I were just discussing this. Was Ben legal or not yet?
Yeah. No, he was 16 because I remember looking at his ass and then finding out he was 16 and feeling bad.
Oh,
and then, now look away,
I can
Ray.
Look at his ass all day.
You should still feel bad.
I'm still dating
right.
I'm dating the same girl still.
No, it's so. It's like a sunset. Do you care if it likes you back? You just enjoy it.
I met a lot of sunsets.
Don't be gross, Rick.
That's Sam the ladies man.
Thank you, Chewy, for once.
Sam the ladies man. Yeah, so we
can find him out on the prowl anywhere in Midtown most weekend nights.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know this because I'm never doing that myself.
Never on the prowl.
Never.
And we've never seen each other on the prowl together.
Anywhere.
Ever.
Anywhere.
No,
not. Not that you could pin either one of us down for anyway.
Oh.
What about you, Chris? Are you dating anybody? Are you single?
Single-ish.
Are you fully legal yet? And you're single-ish.
I'm fully legal.
No, both of them.
Oh,
you
drinking
mean
bars?
Yeah, I can drink in bars.
All the way.
Recently, that happened like 6 months ago.
So. Excellent.
So yes, I no longer have to lie to door guys to get in. We still have to lie for Ben though.
That's okay, but when he's with the band and two other guys who have ID, then no, who cares about
the
drummer?
Well, that sometimes happens in California. We tell them our IDs got stolen in Oakland, and no one questions that.
Yeah.
They're like, shit, dude.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Namaste.
Yeah. I actually went to Oakland once, and there was no black people where I went.
Really?
I was shocked.
I
took a
Oakland.
Picture. No, I really was, and I was going to take a panoramic photo of the
sea of white people
where I was. Yeah, and then just post it on Facebook. I'm in Oakland. What's missing?
That's called Berkeley.
Oh, right. Namaste. Nice. Namaste.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right.
Namaste.
That's profiling. Rick.
Namaste.
A black girl and last time we were in Oakland.
No, she was.
Actually, at the end of the night, I think she was a prostitute.
So, okay, so we played this weird show.
Wait, what? You were hanging out with this chick?
We're hanging out.
Yeah,
she was the one of the three people. She was one of the two people at our show.
Yeah. Okay. So,
like
we
drinking
played this.
Box wine. Out of the box in a speeding car hanging out.
Yeah.
I had to drop her off at a party, which consisted of two guys in a hotel room that weren't in costumes.
In Union Square. I will add that. It's like, so we played this gig that like our friends kind of hooked us up with.
Terrible.
We just had an off night in the Bay, and we were played like at a music school for their Halloween party. There were like three people there. It was kind of weird. It was really, really weird. It wasn't kind of weird. And then there was this like kind of cute black girl there that Sam was digging on, and she ended up, I was like, yeah, dude, I don't think it's a good idea if she comes with us. And he's like, yeah, it'll be great, dude. So he sits, I mean, we only have...
Go, Sammy.
So we only have, like, two seats. I mean, we have, there's four people with us, and we have two seats in each car. And so... She sits on his lap going across the Bay Bridge.
She got between my legs at the toll bridge.
Drinking
She's like,
box,
oh, we can't double up here.
Yeah, got between his legs at the toll bridge. Drinking box wine. And then we drop her at...
Quick, put this jacket over my head.
So we drop her off at some like hotel, like ritzy hotel in like Union Square, and I'm just like, and we Ben and I like circle around the block like waiting for Sam like at least four
times. It's been at least
45 minutes. It took you like at least 45 minutes, every bit of 45 minutes to get out of there. And this entire time, I'm thinking, I'm like, this is it.
Sam's dead.
He's like, someone killed him.
Sam is in a bathtub full of ice cubes with a note saying, call 911 when you wake up.
And, yeah. and a spatula in his ass.
Which is missing a kidney.
So needless to say, he came back and I was like, dude, that she may have been a call girl. And he was like, no, dude, no. No way. No way. And I was, and now he admits.
Well, because I woke up sober the next morning. And I realized that
on the kitchen floor of the place we're staying at.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't necessary. But
yes, it was.
Hey, it was box wine
yes,
night.
It was.
I mean, come on. And I realized the party I dropped her off at was in the hotel room, and there was two people there, and they are both middle-aged white dudes that she didn't look like she would normally roll with.
Devil's Triangle.
And I said, but I said outside, she was really weird about it. I said, hey, can I use your friend's bathroom real quick? Can I go and like take a leak? I really got to pee from all this box wine at the hotel room. So I come inside and these guys are like chilling on the, like sitting on the bed. I'm like, what the fuck kind of party is this? I take a piss. I said, come outside. Are you going to be okay? Is this like something? Don't worry about me. Go ahead. I'll call you later.
I have a salami?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Classic.
Anyway, that's the end of that story.
So that was tour then.
That was our one-off San Francisco in October. So.
Yep, and then we went again over winter.
Yeah. Was that like just a one-show tour?
We played like an actual good show in San Francisco, and then we played that really weird show in Oakland.
Gotcha.
Like, sometimes you get them where you can.
Right.
Like that.
You got a good story out of the show.
We did. We got an amazing story.
That's about
all
we got out of the show.
As opposed to one of those shows where you played, you had a great set, everybody loved you, you got really hammered, you came home.
Yes.
Happens all the time.
That's very true,
rock
man.
Stars
I didn't even
like
think
you.
About it like that.
Yeah, how often is there a black girl between your legs with box wine ready to party?
Yeah.
Like your mom.
And you can't close the deal
how dare
for free.
You.
Yeah.
That's what it was, man.
I would have given her a back rub or something. I mean, I don't got a lot to
give her a front rub.
Hey, shit.
Sam's problem is
rub.
He's too nice.
That's what I'm saying. Nice. Like, it's if they're not asking for any money.
Yeah, and she gave us alcohol, so I was like.
She wants to party with you before she goes to work.
Yeah.
Call it limbering.
Gotta loosen up before work.
Some stretches.
Reading lines.
Exactly. Reading lines on the casting couch. So you guys have written a couple more songs since we've last seen you, right?
Yes.
You want to play one of them?
Ooh. Do we? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Which Four song?
And then we'll skip last weekend. We all had a great time. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I hope it was great for everybody else out there.
Okay.
Set this up for me, man. What you gonna play?
This one, Porcelain Girl.
This song's called Porcelain Girl. It's the lead single off new EP. We're in the studio right now recording our debut EP. But this is gonna be like the first track. So,
all right,
cool.
You guys ready?
Let's go for it.
Fuck.
Very nice.
That was really cool.
So, yeah, that's the very stripped-down version of that song.
Yeah, I mean, usually there's a lot of electric guitars and full drums.
Full
and
drums.
Lots of bass and stuff, so it's a lot louder.
No, that's cool, though.
Lots of dancing ladies with me on stage.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that sucked is what you're trying to say. Like,
we're trying to
horrible.
Well, we're not saying that. We're trying to cover our ass in case you thought it sucked.
No.
It's
I always think everything you guys do is great.
You guys shit better stuff than I could dream of doing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like,
I'd hug you, but you guys kicked my ass out of the room, so.
Well, like I said earlier, you're just the drummer, man.
I'm very aware. And I pull that card and they say, dude, come on, man. Pull your own weight.
You do have the heaviest gear, so you should be able to lift more.
Yeah.
Oh, he can.
Although,
oh,
I got to say, yeah, you're easily the most physically in shape of the three of you.
Yes.
Aww. You could.
We don't want to talk about lifting right now.
Yeah, you could take you could take on the whole band. Like, just like.
I can
give
you
guys the two of them versus you with one arm tied behind your back. My odds are on you.
Dude, listen. I'll give you all my supplements. I'll give you a 5-week workout split. And you can become.
Trainers hate him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sam.
Did you see that? Did you see that photo on Facebook?
Sam made.
Oh, Sam?
No.
Oh, we have
dabbled in Photoshop for a minute.
It's amazing. It's comedy gold. Explain.
Okay, so
all right, you know how there's always those advertisements you see, like those little
he weighs 175, he benches 420.
Trainers hate him. So it's a picture of Sam with his hair just all crazy and with the crazy eyes, and then he photoshopped his head on top of like a huge muscular black dude. And it's so perfect.
It says, I got strong in 2 seconds with this one easy trick.
It's amazing.
Cambridge scientists studied all this stuff.
Oh, it's like, what was that? There's a drink commercial. Your kids will, you know, grow up so strong they'll run fast like Kenyans.
Oh yeah, yeah, over 9,000.
Powerade, over 9,000.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
that
has to go on the website.
That's a very bronze body. I can't tell what race
Facebook
that body
wall,
belongs
dude.
To.
It's pretty bronzed out.
It's pretty, that's bodybuilder bronzed.
We better keep that away from Rick. He might lose himself.
No, his name is Kai
Rick
Green
will make a big poster.
No, send it to me.
Put it up over his bed.
And then I'll buy windshield wipers for my computer screen.
So I didn't think Rick liked muscular dudes.
No, I don't. I like twinks and normal looking guys. Yeah. Ordinary people.
So what you're saying?
Wait, did you say?
I'm
did
just
you
saying.
Say spunk? Because I say.
Why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
Oh, that was
so
working.
Oh, this one.
Slow down. I'm going to spurt. Sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, the last show I could definitely show to my girlfriend and parents. And
this one, no.
This one is first, like, 10 minutes, and it's already downhill, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that you're of legal age, we're going to ask you a lot more uncomfortable questions. Oh,
yep, boy. So it won't be being shown to anybody like that.
It's going
to
be all over Facebook.
Yeah.
You know when they Google Memory Motel.
Shit comes up first.
And the last show
this
are
totally
come
comes up,
up.
Yeah.
Forever.
I like it though. I mean,
and when you guys are big, you'll still be stuck with the albatross that is Worst Little Podcast, living forever on the internet.
Our future PR handlers are going to hate this.
They're just going to make this disappear and bury it on page 12.
They will.
Of Google.
They will just. They will
buy the show, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Buy the episode.
Buy
from
the
us.
Show.
Right ahead.
We'll make it disappear.
$5
for that.
Rick's good at making things.
$5.
Yeah. How much you won for it?
$8
How much
bucks.
You got?
Slice of tip bologna.
So Ben, should we go
into? What did you say about a tip of bologna? You're looking for Studio B.
No,
this is where Rick is.
Don't worry, I've been going through this phase where I'm just like throwing a whole bunch of shit at
words
out
together,
there, like phase? Words together to see what sticks.
Phase.
Okay, it's been happening for like a couple
asparagus
years.
Asparagus walk down plank.
Yeah.
Couple years. Yes. Try like 10.
Yeah.
Try like as long as I've known you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's, Ben that's and I do. It's kind of a in our family. We throw together.
Do
random,
you have a linguistic
like,
defects?
Yeah, we do, man.
No, we're just creative.
We are creative.
They're creative souls.
Is your family
in the past they called that retarded?
Did your family musical
Namaste.
Like? Did your parents? Have the two of you already doing music when you were younger?
Oh, it's for
yeah,
sure.
I started playing drums 9 years ago. So
I did. Started playing saxophone when I was like 9 or so. I did first musical play when I was like.
Yeah, we did.
Well,
I did a
was
musical.
Was Kenny 13. G ever an idol of yours?
Just a hair,
probably.
Good answer.
Wait.
And the cheese. Sure. No. Sam works at a cheese factory. He is the cheese.
He makes cheese.
I'm making cheese every day.
He's making cheese.
Is there a
every
there,
day?
Is there a term for a cheesemaker?
Blessed are the cheesemakers. I know
just
that.
Just cheesemaker then. Okay.
I'm always like
Hasemacher.
I like to learn things on the show.
Yeah, what Kasemacher.
Kasemacher.
Yeah, and is it called the quesoria?
No,
or the
it's called. It's just
it's
a big ass.
Yeah, how do you? What's make in Spanish?
I say.
How do you say?
It means like, it also means like do though.
To do.
Yeah, to do or to make.
I do and, cheese, man.
Well, no, but like what you know, I do. The meat place is called the carniceria. So wouldn't the queso Ooh. Place be the quesoria?
You are correct.
It's
sir.
Funny because quesadilla think. Sounds a lot like quesadilla.
Yeah,
which all that Spanish sounds like to me.
Oh, homophones.
Don't be a homophone.
English never does that.
Speaking of what?
English?
Even I thought that was gay.
No, homophone.
Oh,
homophone.
So Sam, speaking of Spanish, should we announce our fun news?
Oh no, not yet.
You're learning Esperanto in the next album.
Should
will
we
be completely
I mean,
in Esperanto.
We're touring Mexico.
No. Oh, okay, fucking cool. Thanks.
You
thanks,
guys man. Are,
dude.
It's like a. I would say it's like a 75% thing right now. But we, one of my friends who I work with at the art museum.
I didn't even think about if we don't actually pull through with it.
I think it'll pull
represent
through.
Reno International. Good,
yeah,
good going, guys.
So,
dude. Yeah.
So one
they are going to hollow out Ben and smuggle drugs in him.
Oh, most definitely. Well, I'm planning
shit.
On doing that myself. I mean,
well, right.
Right.
Wait, what the?
go we'll, down there to get dysentery so you're all cleaned out and then
there
you have an extra room.
And then the best part, we're going to be making money for sure because after all the drugs are gone, we can smuggle. We'll bring back little Mexican babies and have their parents pay us.
There are many
so we'll
things
be, we'll
that
be
need
coyotes.
To be isolated in that statement, Rick.
Oh, boy. But yeah, no, I've a friend of mine who I work with at the museum, he was involved in kind of like the Mexico City music scene a little bit and has a really awesome, his friend's band.
Really? You're going to DF?
Yeah, Mexico
Damn.
City.
Wow. No, and honestly, they've had an amazing like underground punk rock indie music
yeah,
scene
seriously.
For
yeah,
decades.
Bible,
I have a coworker
like,
that's from
amazing
DFA.
Music comes out of Mexico City.
I have a coworker from there, and she said, "Oh yeah, it's terrible. They will cut off your hand to steal your purse."
Like, wait, like, what?
So I know.
See, I mean,
enjoy.
This is. I told the guys, I was like, "Wait a second, because like." We don't know anything about Mexico. We never been there.
There was a fucking
hey, little weirdo.
You're going to the biggest city there. That's
hola,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then that, there's good parts.
That was
bad
the defense,
parts.
Man. They're like, don't worry. There's a bunch of people there. They won't do that in front of people. I was like, no. There's
well,
more shitty people there, man.
That, we're also
and really a crowd is the
there.
Easiest but place to steal from. When you're from
doing
fun.
It's true. It's true.
You know, there's skinny white people there.
You
can
get paid in pesos, dude.
I know, get paid in pesos. That'd be cool. Fun.
Oh,
I'll, just, dude, I'll just get paid in tacos and Mexican
dude,
beer.
We got 500
go.
Pesos. What?
And you get to pay Sam and women.
I just lit I just lit my pants on fire on accident. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
God, you are just 18.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
No, there's a string on it. I was trying to pull it, so I just lit it on fire, but it lit on fire.
That gets people thrown off planes, you know. Just so you know.
Yeah, a lot of weird shit gets you off the plane, like a turban. Like, they do that, too.
Where?
Ben, just remember, Ben, always remember to never put salt in your eye.
Never put salt in your eye.
Keep that in mind. Always remember to never put salt in your eye.
I don't know.
Always remember to put salt in your eye.
Always put
never
salt
or?
In your eye.
I'm losing it, man. I'm losing
always
it.
Saline.
Salt
know.
In your eye.
Never put salt.
Douche your eye.
Always put salt in your eyes.
Dude, this shit is weird, okay?
Ben is one of us.
And my mama thought that psychology degree was going to go to no use.
To waste.
Wow. Where are we?
This show has reached a new low.
But I think it's fine.
This is soaring heights.
I think I asked you this last time. What... What is Memory Motel? Just, I mean, like, is it
what
just
is Memory Motel?
Cool name, or
oh,
did it come
the
from?
Name,
no, they
the
have
the
this whole philosophical like
Sonic
manifesto
Fusion.
Behind it.
Yeah.
Well,
remind me.
Well, okay, so
my favorite part
Memory
of
Motel is the name of a Rolling Stone song. First of all, so second, I mean, like, I came to the conclusion of the name Memory Motel because I was watching Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and they go. In Eternal Sunshine, Jim Carrey's character, they go to Montauk. And I was like, oh, Montauk's kind of a, I don't know, I just like that word, Montauk. Montauk, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Hamptons.
And
but,
we have a song named Montauk.
Yeah, we wrote a song named Montauk. But anyway, so they go to Montauk, and I was like, oh, I like that word. I think Montauk's a really cool word. That'd be a cool name for a band, Montauker. And so I was looking into it, and there's like a million bands named Montauk. And but I was looking more, and apparently there was like this thing that like called the Montauk Project, which was like a this weird sort of like covert CIA operation where they tested, you know, like I don't know, like weird psychotherapies,
hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly that. It was more like really, really out there, like paranormal stuff.
So like deep MK Ultra kind of.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Monarch,
and
Monarch.
It's called the Montauk Project. And I was like, oh, that would be a badass name for a band. And then I looked in on MySpace at the time, and there was just like a million.
Nerd.
There was a million bands called the Montauk Project. And so I was like, I was looking a little bit more about like Montauk, and I found out that there's this hotel in Montauk that the Rolling Stones wrote a song about called the Memory Motel. It's actually a place. It still exists. And Andy Warhol used to own it, and I'm a huge Andy Warhol fan, and I love that.
Oh, you
aspects.
Would be.
Nerd.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut
Andy
up.
Andy Warhol.
And
those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
And so I thought, I don't know, I just thought it would be a great name for a band. Like, Memory Motel just rang really well. And so I looked it up on the MySpace, and there was one other band named Memory Motel. And I think they still exist, and they're a German cover
and you
band.
Had them killed.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
They're a German like classic rock cover band. Like,
they're never gonna go anywhere like you
they
guys.
Won't get anywhere,
oh, dude,
bruh.
You guys should tour together.
That'd be great. That'd
we
be
should
great.
Go play with them.
We should.
Memory
we should play
Motel
show.
And Memory
Echo.
Motel.
We
the
should,
Echo Tour.
We should play
Memory Motel and Das Memory Motel.
Das Mem.
Right? We should play a show with Memory Motel at the Memory Motel.
Oh my god.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be
talk
awesome.
About yeah. alliteration.
Memory Motel with Memory Motel. With Memory
actually,
Motel.
No, that's a repetition.
They're all start with M.
Yes. Through repetition, so it doesn't count as alliteration.
Is it through repetition or is it repetition?
It doesn't count as alliteration.
Then be quiet.
No. Yeah.
Be quiet, then.
I have a degree in English.
Psychology,
I command thee
ass.
To silence. And I'm now hopefully.
Nice. Yeah,
hopefully,
tell the drummer to silence.
Hopefully, tons of irate listeners will want to get a hold of us and tell me I'm wrong and contact us on Facebook or the website.
You're a phony.
Talk back to us, people.
You're a phony.
You're a big phony.
Fat phony.
Oh, Ben, you got him so hard.
Oh, I got you.
Face.
Face.
Hey, Ben, play that. Play face. The ringtone thing.
Okay,
okay. Face!
Wait.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Okay. Ben, you have it up?
Of course I have it up.
Do you want to have soundboard wars for like a minute or two?
Oh, yeah. I say Rick versus Sam. Yeah, let's. Oh, no. New
okay.
segment of
okay.
the show. Worst little podcast soundboard
okay.
war here.
Ben.
Oh, so
God.
The phone's ringing for someone.
Okay.
One of
no, we
you will
have
to, pick
you.
It up.
We have to tell you the story about this ringtone.
I'm going to let it keep playing.
Okay, so this ringtone, where was it? When were we in Boise?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were in Boise, and Ben set his alarm for this every morning, and he wouldn't pick it up.
Ever.
It just rang. This is how we woke up. Every night, every morning
like
of our last
six
tour.
Six in the morning?
It woke
after
up you guys, but not
out,
him.
Yeah.
Not him. Every single morning of our tour, we woke
you
up to this.
You fucking bitch! With your alarm, you fucking bitch.
Well, so this is...
It takes at least 18 repetitions. Sorry, not alliterations, I guess. Repetitions for this thing to wake me up, and it took two for these guys, and they got really
not even
off.
Two. It was immediate. I hear that.
I'm reminded of the Haunting Torgo theme. Rick has this. he has this DVD of the MST3K version of Manos, the Hands of Fate. And so, you know, you're on the menu of a DVD and it just plays like the music over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's The Hunting Tour. That's literally the name of the song. No. Rick's door is locked and he's in a passed out dead drunk for approximately 20 hours.
Wow.
Not only did it wake me up the next morning, I had fallen asleep to it the night before and it was still going when I tried to go to bed the next day.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And Rick, dead drunk. The whole never moved or got out of the room.
Did you ever suspect he might be dead?
Well, that's hence the word. No, he moved around and yelled at me at least once, so it was okay.
Still farting.
That's got to be a really weird headspace, though. I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, it's gonna.
I think what was the one? One time, I was at my friend's house and like fell asleep on his couch while the Donnie Darko DVD movie the menu was playing, but I think it was like the special edition, and he had like the weird Blu-ray TV where it was like didn't look right. It looked like soap
by
opera.
Ghouls from Hell.
Yeah, it looks like a soap opera. It's like that aspect ratio, and it was just. I just kept watching it and like kept hearing this music and was just like slightly went a little crazy. It was
yeah.
CJ's already a lot crazy, so
it happens sometimes.
So for the first let's get back to this whole soundboard war here.
Soundboard war.
Oh,
soundboard.
No, that's not nice.
Yes.
Okay, on the count of three.
Who's gonna go first?
Wait, yeah,
I'll start out simple.
No, wait, Chris and I will Rochambeau for who goes first. He will represent Memory Motel.
Someone
I'll represent
has to serve,
the podcast,
bro.
So. We tied on scissors.
Sounds like me in my bathroom.
One, two, three. Ha ha, my scissors beats his paper. Wait.
That's paper. That's for sure paper.
Okay, that's paper.
It is. Okay. I just have a
Rick, you're first.
So, Rick, you
get intern, can we get some more beers in here, please?
You love saying that, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't meet...
we didn't meet him.
Nathan, you say?
Yes.
Nathan. What, am I not allowed to humanize him? Because I've heard nobody call him Nathan.
I did call him Nathan earlier.
He gets one at the top of the show. That's pretty good. That's like 5 gold stars, dude.
Yeah.
Soon we may get
call him Nate Dog.
May get a new intern, and then Nate we'll have to give him a title.
When he moves up.
When he moves up the
ladder,
he
will definitely
be
called by his front name.
Front name.
Usually he's
What is your Christian name, son?
Mr. Christian? So are we ready to go here?
Yeah.
Soundboard Wars. 3, 2, 1. Rick.
Fuck.
Who fucked that one up?
Oldie but goodie. No,
fuck my ass. What else?
Dirty cocksucker.
You cocksucker.
Die, heretic.
Shut up.
No.
Oh, have a conversation with Riku.
Have a conversation.
Tell your mother I hate you.
Yeah.
God wouldn't suck your lousy dick if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls.
You piece of shit. You don't give a shit.
Yeah, one is all you need.
Do you like it in your face?
Get on top, honey.
And that's it.
Oh, that's the end of that.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what that said.
War is over. I think it's going to be a draw on that one. Nobody won.
Wait. Yeah, either way, man. That's
awesome. My bad on that one. I didn't really. I just started clicking everywhere.
Dude,
I was
that
losing.
One.
That was bullshit.
It's good.
Oh.
That made me happy.
I am good. I just now needed one.
Think it's time for another song.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Time for another song?
What song do you want to be?
My good friend Nathan, who works for the podcast, is in here with some beverages for us all.
The light shining off of his chromed head.
Let's try Hannah Hunt. Let's try that now.
This one's a cover.
We
don't ever do covers anymore. We started out doing about half our set as
covers.
Not
half.
Okay.
20%.
25.
30.
Okay, we did a decent amount of covers at first, and then
everybody does.
Wait a second. We can write our own songs.
But this is one that when
we first started our last little mini tour on our way to Boise, which is a long-ass drive through nothing.
Yeah.
Gosh, but it's beautiful nothing.
We
listened to the new Vampire Weekend album, and this is a song that just was fucking tight.
This is, and I think this is really the best written. Vampire Weekend, like, it seems like all of their albums, they have one really good song.
I think it's all.
No, just, they, I mean, they have great songs, but there's one that's just sort of slower and like more brooding and more just like beautiful. And this one really hit me.
It really resonates with the dark side of your soul.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's a happy song, like which is surprising because.
Is it happy?
Yeah. Listen to the chord progression, homie. All right,
chord progressions
ready?
Don't mean.
Happy. We okay, we're not doing this right now.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Oh, crap. Wrong pitch.
Yeah,
my
right.
Right. See, you can't have a wrong pitch.
God. Yeah. God, Ben, I hate you.
I know, I know. Well, not my ass. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was badass. I was on a spaceship in my mind.
Yeah. That was very nice. Very nice.
It makes me have to pee-pee.
Right. Well, and I'm actually also going to have to leave the show like right about now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, Nick, well, you're going to have to take care of...
You can't even...
I can't. I have to go now. I've got to get down to the open mic.
That's fine.
So are you actually like getting out now?
Yeah. So I'm thanks guys for being here.
Thank okay, you, let's man. Play Rory off the show. Mr. Rory Dow, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You've been a great host. I'll take over for you, Rory.
Hey, it's been a good time, Nick. Right. You take care of these boys.
No problem. You get your ass out of here, and I'll take over the show. Thank you, boys. All right, next up on the podcast, we are going to not be doing the quiz this week. There's going to be a big click coming here.
We should totally do the quiz. Nice click.
Well, I feel like these guys already did the quiz.
What about Niall?
That's true. Niall hasn't done the quiz.
And besides, you know.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
All right. Here's what we'll do, Chewy. We'll just, me and Rick, we'll do what we can remember from the quiz and make it pretty fast because we got four dudes. So
yeah.
It'll be a long
four
long
dudes, yes. One house.
Yeah. And one cup.
Okay. Yeah, that's... That's what I was insinuating.
So everybody ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
You ready? Four dudes, one cup.
Well, Sam's in the restroom, but he'll be in shortly.
Let's hold it up for a second.
Sam is draining the main
vein. Can we introduce Niall like on mic for a moment?
Yeah, let's say hi to this week's
so
beer sponsor.
Hello, Niall.
What up?
Sponsor. Up, are you on
Nowski?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And this whole show is brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. You can find Rito Computer Fix on Wells Avenue next to the Dandelion Deli. Max, will you tell him all about it?
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Thank you, man.
Hopped up on that weed.
Yo, you guys, do you guys still do the tattoo commercial? Because that was hella fun.
Oh, no. We're no longer sponsored by
I forgot about
Steam,
that.
Ray.
We did. We, like, made a couple of commercials. I totally forgot about that.
That was a funny commercial.
Great,
like,
yeah.
Tattoos
the Lush
hurt.
Had to go to the bathroom.
He had to go.
Surprise.
Go into the archives. They're, like, I don't know, year two.
It's like, tattoos hurt if you're a pussy. I was like, that's awesome.
We make great commercials.
And Riku's all a baby, and she's all, I'm going to get a tattoo when I'm 18.
What a high turn.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I still have it. I just
2 years already. That seemed...
Three.
Weird.
This is our fourth.
No, 2 years since they were here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has it been?
Well, we're gauging that only based on how old Ben is.
Well, no, I looked at... I was listening to it last night, and it was like...
It was
2012. March of 2012, I think. I think it was.
Oh wow, yeah. So it's like our
holy shit,
our 2 year anniversary.
God, you're like an old band.
We are.
We're a local
we're so
legend.
Old. We're so old. We're
we love
we're
the memory
ancient.
Motel.
We're past the point where parents stop calling us. You know, by our month age, we're not 25, 26 months.
Oh yeah, I've got an 18-month old.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
you're up to totally.
You don't get up to that. I've got a 36-month old.
You mean you guys just started when you were on our show?
No. Okay. No, we'd have been we were around for like 2 years.
So this is like your fourth year.
As a band, yeah. 2010 was our first year. So this is our fourth year as a band.
Summer Jesus of eighth Christ. Grade, dude.
Cool.
Yeah,
the band's just
Ben was
a little bit
14.
Older than our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben
was,
cool.
Ben
was
Ben
was 14 when we started playing together.
I wasn't even in high school, man.
Well, now that you're 18, are you ready to play the quiz, Ben?
Yes.
All right, Rick, give me
okay.
the music.
Quiz,
here's
quiz,
the quiz.
Quiz.
That's right. Rory Dowd usually does this opening. This is hard to do, but it is the worst little quiz on the worst little quiz. I mean, podcast show. I am Nick Ramirez, your insufficient host at doing this. And what we're going to do is ask a bunch of random questions, and I'm going to score you on your answers subjectively.
I love that part.
And give you an arbitrary score at the end. So let's start with Chris. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Since we already did this once... Oh. Maybe I can make something up this time.
Okay, let's do a different one.
You made
one.
Something up last time, bro. I remember.
No, I didn't. Okay,
yeah, you said.
All right, New Year's Eve.
No, you
2010
said...
in a Jeep Cherokee on top of a hill.
Nice,
mom's car.
It was great.
Sam.
All right, last time.
I'm sorry if I repeat questions.
We were on, no. Last time we were on the show, I was a virgin.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Wait, Ben, you heard it. Was that right?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Fuck. No, it's accurate.
It's validated.
Yeah, so.
Is that no longer the case?
It is not.
No. But
this boy has become a man.
My own bed.
nice.
Room in my house with the rest of the entire family of six asleep.
Ooh. Sneaky.
You know your mom is probably going to hear this.
Yeah, no, she's not. My mom thinks I'm the biggest slut in the world. I do that, so if she ever found out like what I'm really like, okay. She'd be really relieved.
Proud.
Like I say really promiscuous shit around her all the time, just so she thinks I'm like the worst person ever. It works really well, actually.
So see, to give you the quiz again was a good idea, because these answers have changed.
Yes, yeah. They have,
okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm happy about that. Ben, what is your answer?
Yeah, I'm still repping V-Squad.
All right.
I'm so proud of you.
You wait until you get married?
Ben's the strongest person I know, man.
And so, yeah, my girlfriend and I same girlfriend last time we were on the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, because that's...
It's hard to do when you're young.
Oh, totally, dude.
It's hard to do when you're old.
Yeah. It's something special, and I remember Sam saying something last time about Ashlock's having high sperm count, which is true. So, I mean, yeah.
This is true. Yeah, but Mom, I've never gotten anyone pregnant, I promise you.
But
yeah.
But in reality, he's just saving himself for Rick.
All right. Let me tabulate those answers.
Wait, wait, what'd you say?
Never mind, moving on.
No, okay. No, I'm no, that, okay. Wow.
He loves you, Rick. He loves you.
All right, well, we'll have to
have
we'll have to have Memory Hood Motel back on.
Memory
when,
Hood Motel?
Sorry. Memory. We'll have to have you guys back on
Hood
once
Motel.
Ben does the deed so you can tell us
I'm
all
be,
about
I'm
it.
I'm going to be 55 and have ED. Never had time to get
oh,
it
and Nileski, wow. you're in on the quiz. When did you lose your virginity? Where and when? Detail. Or not details, but just.
No details.
I say,
no details.
House party with a dresser in front of the door.
Are you on the mic?
There you go.
Rick, can you hear me?
Talking to the mic. Yeah.
You should steal Rory's mic.
Deep throating this mic.
Nice.
You are.
I think you need to be just louder.
Say house party.
House party.
With a dresser in the door.
Yeah, dresser in front of the door.
And
that's it. Wasn't that special.
When? How old were you? Or
that's what I want to avoid, man.
Was that in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay. I
fondle my
special.
Sack, Wisconsin. All right.
Very good, very
Shout
good.
Shout out to my parents.
All right, Chris, what was the first concert you attended?
First concert I attended? Skillet.
Skillet?
At a church, yeah.
Okay, please do you guys know who Skillet is?
Do you know who Skillet is?
Yeah, they're like a rock band, girl drummer, incorporated violin, and they I think they're Christian. In
Rad.
See the bumper sticker on
Subaru.
Yeah,
it was a Christian rock. First concert, I don't know.
Didn't you just answer?
Skillet. I did answer. I don't know.
That's fine.
I was going to say first good concert, but.
My first concert was NXS.
Ooh. Dude, I like NXS, Riku. Don't be so harsh. In fact, you sing an NXS song with your dad.
Oh, that's true. They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What? That
Wait,
was her
what?
Too?
You wanted to say that?
What the fuck?
Oh, you guys are terrible.
That's the magic of audio editing, you know. She didn't really say fuck you.
I doubt that, bro.
She didn't really say any of this.
So what was the first concert? You said
NXS. And this is after Creed broke up, I guess. Scott Stapp open, I think.
Oh, wow.
Somebody
that was
else.
Right at the end of NXS, and that
Wait.
Was probably the last tour or
oh,
something.
Oh, so that was
dude.
Right before that guy hung himself jacking off, right?
Wait, what?
Michael Hutchins, yeah.
Wait, that was their...
That's a real
NXS
thing?
Had a new singer, though, right?
Oh, it's
oh,
post...
Oh, you saw that.
It's post-television.
Yeah, it's
oh.
post
wow,
autoerotic
sucks.
Suffocation.
Wow, you just your points, though, jumped up for being really obscure.
Yeah,
Ben, what was the first concert you attended?
Your own?
No. No, it's... No, my first concert that I actually paid, like, money, my own money, was... It was Foo Fighters at the Event Center.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I went to that. That was cool.
Yeah, it was That's cool. It was bad. A cool show.
Good show.
Yeah, it was. I liked it a lot, man.
Nileski?
I'd say punk rock show, Millions of Dead Cops at the Nina Boathouse.
You saw MDC as your first show?
Wow.
Fuck.
Bunch of older, way cooler people took me to it.
That's Damn. Awesome, man.
Gnar.
And we actually ran into them at the gas station when we stopped for directions.
What?
The band was there buying Slurpees.
That's awesome.
Or whatever cool people buy.
Dang.
That's sick.
Wow. I'm going to have to give that round to Nile.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
He's not supposed to be here.
On the same lines, what's the first album you bought with your own money? Or cassette or CD or whatever?
Backstreet's back, all right.
I don't know. Okay, I feel like it was the All-American Rejects, maybe, or the Killers. It could have been Hot Fuss by the Killers.
Hmm.
That was an album that, I don't know, I really liked it.
You guys are so young, dude. Damn.
Probably Hot Fuss. I'm going to go with Hot Fuss. Yeah.
All right.
Final
all right.
answer.
Sam?
Okay, I need to pull it up right here.
Sexually.
Okay. He's got his computer to help him answer the quiz.
Yeah, because I can't
That's
I
the
can't
first time
remember.
Someone's used technology on the quiz.
No, I couldn't remember.
He's getting points for that.
Oh, fuck. So, when we lived in New York, we didn't live in the city. We lived in a little bit upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
Town called Poughkeepsie. In the neighborhood, the shit, dude. They were the shit. It was Ja Rule, Eminem, and Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm. Everything and makes
my
so
first,
much sense.
My first album that I bought was Cocky by Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. That was
Everything
the first
makes
one.
So much sense.
And my parents, we listened to it in the car on the way home. And we turned the car
Someone's
around before we
laughing.
Got home. And we returned the disc. And I don't remember what I got after that. They're like, you can get a different one, but fuck this one. I don't even remember because I didn't dig it that much. But
it was the edited version.
Yeah. No.
But technically, the one you bought and took back is your first buy.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. So Kid wanted. Rock, Cocky.
All right.
And my parents made me return it.
And
I'm still a virgin.
Right. Are we, probably.
No.
Are we talking, like, strict, like, actually bought? Because I've been listening to music since before I even
had money.
Yeah, not
your parents' albums.
It's the first thing you spent money on.
Yeah, you're like, I have to have this. I'm going to get it.
It's okay. That important.
I spent my allowance on that, Ben, so, I mean, that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Allowance counts.
I think it was a Greatest Hits Van Halen CD. And I just listened to Eruption over and over again. That was back when I wanted to be a guitarist. I was
nice.
That dude, you know, like
Thank
CJ.
Thank God you got over that.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
Very good.
So I was like, just listening to that, just, I don't know, I thought it was emotional, even though it was just a guitar solo. I was like, dude, this is it, man. Like, this is cool.
It's one of the greatest guitar solos.
Yeah,
I mean.
Man. Yeah, so that
sure.
was, that
but
was, yeah.
It's just like, it's solo guitar, too, though. Is it like a guitar solo, or is it solo guitar? Because it's not like part of anything more than Eddie Van Halen.
Meh.
I don't know what you're saying, but I liked it. So, yeah.
I don't smoke weed. We already talked about this, Rick. I know you said I'm not stoned.
Nowski, what was the first album you bought with your own money?
It's super cool. Pretty Hate Machine. Nine Inch Nails.
Not bad. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Did
wah,
that.
Wah.
All right.
Scoop Puppy.
If you can get in a fist fight with anybody. In history.
Oh, I remember what
who,
I did last time.
Who would you get in a fight with?
I remember what I did last time.
These are okay because they can change, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have a different person.
Let me think about that for 1 minute. Fist fight with anyone in history.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to skip and we'll come back to you?
No. Let's go with... I've got to say Mick Jagger.
Whoa. That'd be a good fight. We never had Jagger as...
Yeah,
as,
that's first.
Wow. CJ, you said Gandhi
Very
last
good.
Time, you asshole.
No, I said John Lennon.
You prick.
I said, remember...
Might as well said Gandhi.
I'm so proud of
you. Quack like a dick.
Because I remember Nick hated me for it.
Yeah,
he stared at me.
How dare you? How dare you?
There was hatred. I felt the hatred.
Mr. Gandhi.
All right, Sam.
Oh, man, I'm thinking contemporary right now. I'd love to split open some fucking
Whoa.
Lips on Chris Brown.
Okay.
I'd love to fuck
Oh, yeah, he's...
Man,
another
would,
original ooh. Answer and strong.
Man, he hits
some
girls.
Points right
I would,
there,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
There's some points because he hits
hate
girls.
Hate women who... Or hate men who hit women. And he's just an all-around fucking class act douchebag.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
Fuck that
agreed.
Guy.
All the way around. Ben?
So last time my answer was Peter the Great because, yeah, you get points just for getting your ass kicked by that dude.
Sure.
So I'm trying to take it to a new level here. I think as long as he didn't have that much beer in his system, which he was notorious for,
Sam?
No. No, I would try, see if I could land one on Andre the Giant.
Mm.
But
oh, nice.
Damn.
All original answers today. Yeah. Very good. Andre
the
Giant.
What are the usual answers?
Jesus.
Hitler. George Bush.
George Bush gets a lot of
them. Gandhi's come up a lot. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Why, both Abraham Lincoln and Gandhi are Fight Club references.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But still, people think
my B would be
that.
Bruno Mars.
Are we doing B's?
We need to get Niles A.
Niles got to go.
I'd say Napoleon because he's a little bitch.
Ooh.
Who? Did you say Napoleon?
Oh, yeah.
Napoleon.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Stubbs
Young
McGee.
Putin. I would tango
what
with
about,
young.
What about right. Now Putin?
That's awesome.
One now answer, Putin, guys. I'd feel bad. I'd kick his ass. I swear, dude.
I would totally do Kony 2012. Kony.
Joseph Kony.
Kony 2012.
I thought that was a presidential candidate.
All right. Next question. If you were trapped on a desert island, what music would you bring? If you could bring one disc.
Okay. Can we not start with me?
Okay, let's start with Nowski.
Yeah. Oh, man.
If you could bring one disc of music, brother, what would it be?
So something I'm willing to grow to hate.
Or you could grow look to at love.
That way.
Grow to
guess,
love.
Right?
Man.
You'd end up hating it.
How to love.
I'd probably bring Michael Jackson. You know, at least I could have a dance party all by myself. Eat coconuts.
All right, let's go to Ben.
So I can't, I would slay the name of it anyways, but I would totally, I think it's their second or third album, I'd totally bring Cigarros CD.
Figaro?
Cigarros.
Cigarros.
They're like, how would you describe them, CJ?
They're like Icelandic, like very like, it's like kind of, it's
like
considered post-rock.
No.
It's considered like post-rock. It's like it's very like kind of dramatic and very orchestral and stuff. And
I think, could you use more vague terms to describe them, please?
Okay, they're like really epic.
I love that.
They're like really epic, and they sing in like a made-up language.
Yeah.
And the dude plays guitar, but he plays it with a cello bow.
Okay, that's the first thing you've said that actually gave me a mental picture.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. Sigur Rós. I mean, it's spelled S-I-G-U-R-R-O-S.
You guys
are gay too. And he plays really good music.
Oh, really?
You didn't see him at the meetings, dude?
No, dude, I'm telling you. I didn't check out his
I
ass,
all
everybody.
Of you guys,
he's got a really pretty face. I can say that, dude. As a straight dude, he's got a pretty face.
I thought all you guys knew each other. Like, you had a magazine or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you see that in Gay's
Jared
Weekly?
Jared Leto.
In Gay Weekly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hanging out with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Sam.
You know, it's really funny. I was actually going to say the same thing as Cigarettes, but probably...
Copy.
Fuck off, titty boy. Anyway,
That's my name.
Cigarettes. I would probably bring... It's an untitled album. They just call it Parentheses.
Hey, that's what... Parentheses. Yeah.
Is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
You're a dipshit.
Come on,
it's
Sam.
It's called Parentheses.
I know you would bring Hospice.
Yeah.
The Antlers.
You would bring Hospice. I know you.
No, I'm called Hospice by the Antlers.
It would be sad if you all got if you all got marooned and you both brought the same album.
So
that
sad.
Would be
better.
So you better pick a different one.
So, yeah, I'll explain. If you want to hear Hospice, is about, it's a concept album. It's probably the best concept album of all
time. I'll agree with that,
About a hospice worker who falls in love with one of his patients.
Cancer patient, like terminal cancer patient.
Wow.
And just the abuse of how much she abuses him as she's dying.
And they have a kid.
Taking
but it. But it's also a thinly veiled metaphor for like basically a relationship that's like really not working. And like really just not, you know, that relationship where like this guy who's like would give anything for this like beautiful, beautiful woman.
Damaged.
And she's a slut.
And she's damaged. She's damaged. She's broken. And she just keeps, you know, a little crazy. And she just like
a whore.
Oh, Ben.
She's not a whore, Ben.
She keeps just like breaking his heart and it's him slowly kind of getting over that through the lyrics. And it's just a phenomenally beautiful like piece of art.
Wow.
For sure.
I'm bored of this.
What is your answer, Chris?
My answer, I mean, it's so...
Kid A.
No, dude, In Rainbows. In Rainbows by Radiohead.
High and Dry on 10-hour repeat.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up. In Rainbows by Radiohead is my comfort album, and I will never get sick of that album.
Nice.
I can listen to it every day and not be sick of it.
I like that you said comfort album because that reminds me of what kind of drunk foods do you like when you're fucking ripped?
Ooh.
What do you eat when you're when you
Tacos. Food truck tacos, mostly. Mm.
Sam?
I don't remember. What do I eat, guys?
Anything. No, you don't really eat. More beer. More beer. That's what you eat.
I eat more beer.
No, you'll put cheese on anything.
Put some more beer calories in me.
How about Ben?
Never been intoxicated.
That's good. He's a virgin, never been intoxicated. Yeah, you go to church, Ben? Wow.
Yes, I do.
Good man.
Thanks. Yeah, but my sister and I were like really close in age, and I would probably go her route that she does, and that's nachos, man. Mm, nachos, geez, salt, lime, a little bit of hot sauce maybe.
Sounds good. Nowski?
Burritos.
Yes. He likes the Mexican food. Junk. Yes.
Burritos are... Yeah, I mean, burritos, tacos, same difference.
Are they, though? Are they?
Actually,
no.
Kind of like
similar.
Those peanuts with
it's people like
lemon.
You.
Or with
peanuts
lime.
Peanuts with lemon?
You know those little ones they sell at the convenience stores? Those peanuts with lime on them?
Yeah, those are good.
Those are
delicious. Oh. I like the wasabi nuts, too. That's
nice
spicy thing.
Wasabi almonds?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, let's go with Nowski on this one.
Ooh.
Celebrity crush. If you could totally get away with it. Who would you
wreck your current relationship to
wreck
be with?
Your current relationship to be with?
Like, could it be at any point in their life, or does it have to be the current?
No, I like that. You tell us. You know, if you want to say Raquel Welch,
I'll say Wednesday Adams.
Someone's named Wednesday.
Wednesday Adams, yeah. Winona Ryder.
Wasn't she like
10?
No,
that's Christina Ricci.
Christina
Ricci's your answer. Yeah. All right,
not a child, but then again, not like the burnt out. What she's become.
Not Black Snake Moan?
Yeah, like maybe like just as she was of age, maybe in her prime, Christina Ricci.
Okay.
Pretty sexy.
You're saying like...
Christina Ricci is pretty sexy. Yeah.
And I like the name Wednesday, and I thought that was kind of a cool character. So.
All right. Slightly creepy, but Ben...
A child.
I'm going to have to go Anne Frank on this one.
Wow.
Yes.
No,
she could take home off a trailer hitch.
Oh my god!
You guys are terrible.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah,
that was inappropriate.
No, yeah, no, yeah. So.
Everybody drink a couple of shots. There, he did the yo now. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, really? With the liquor.
So really, you're going with Anne Frank because you are scoring quite good.
I feel like that's got a great face value. So,
all right, Sam.
Oh shit, man! It's got to be just because I heard Woody Allen say that fucking Scarlett Johansson is
Woody Allen's your celebrity. It's Woody Allen.
Fuck of.
He loves Woody Allen.
Oh fuck no! He's talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett like, ScarJo.
Apparently, she's pretty fucking smart and she's great looking.
Bro, that
but
was
I
your answer
really
last
like,
time.
I know,
no,
I know,
sure
that was my
Katie
answer
Perry.
Last time.
Katy Perry is like it's the most stock.
Oh, she's so stuck. What about Jennifer Lawrence? Jennifer Lawrence is the fuck. I like her a lot.
We've had her a couple times.
I like her a lot.
All right.
Chris?
She's a homegirl.
I'm going with Alison Mosshart, lead singer of The Kills.
You're fucking stupid.
She's fucking sexy. And she would tear me apart. And that's what I like.
Lead singer what?
Of The Kills.
Yeah, so did Cheese Grater.
Yeah. And Dead Weather. She sings Dead Weather. Yeah, the girl in the Dead Weather.
Now that I have that information, gets you a few more points.
That was your answer last time.
Dude, she's got a five head. And
I don't
know.
I don't mind the five head, and she
What's
also
wrong with that.
Five she also head, looks like the kind of girl. Who
penis nose
tear me apart, and I like that.
All right,
tear you apart.
Good job, you guys, on the regular questions. Unless did you have one, Rick?
No, and we're running out of music, so we better get to rapid fire.
The rapid fire. All right, we're not going to do the regular. Couple of stupid ones we do, but we are going to ask you, starting with Nowski, Ozzy or Dio?
Dio. Ronnie James.
Ben?
Dio.
Sam?
Oh, fuck. Ozzy.
Chris?
Huh? but right. Ozzy, probably. I don't know who
Dude.
Ozzy or Dio is.
Okay.
Well, I know who Ozzy is, but I don't know Dio.
Are you
Ronnie
kidding
James
me?
Dio?
Holy diva!
All right.
Well, they were both singers of Black Sabbath, so that's
okay. I got you. I am not up to my Black Sabbath lore, sadly enough.
Okay.
You're not up to any.
But Ozzy.
All right. Sabbath. Who's your favorite traveling Wilbury?
What? What? Can I ask for a definition?
Beck?
Can you use it in a second?
Beck.
I'm going to go with Beck.
All right. Good it. Answer. I think everybody said Beck on that one. Everybody kind of like scratched their heads like, what the fuck Wait, is he talking yeah. about?
Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Roy Orbison, Tom Petty,
no,
George
Robert
Harrison.
Plant was in it, right?
No, he was in the Honey Drippers.
Oh, fuck. That's
different
what,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's?
Fuck, Lou Gehrig's. Wait.
Yeah, Sam says Lou Gehrig's. Nowski?
Say Alzheimer's.
Chris?
I'm going to go Lou Gehrig's.
Ben?
Alzheimer's.
Nice mix. Nice mix.
All right. Debbie Harry or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
I don't know who that other one is.
Patty.
Ben?
I got to go Patty on this one.
All right. Three for Pat. Wow. Sorry, Debbie Harry. Let's go with Star Wars or Star Trek.
It's not even a competition. Star Wars.
Okay.
But I do love me some Kirk.
World Wars.
Fuck it, Star Wars.
Ben?
Don't say Lord of the Rings.
Definitely Star Trek, man.
Okay.
I feel like they totally...
Ben, just get out of this house.
No, man. Dude. Star
just,
Wars...
Just walk out of it.
Listen, Star
you
Trek...
Go, you can go.
I say Trek or CJ, Star Wars because I've never really... Watch Star Trek.
And that's, I've mm-hmm. seen that's Star Wars, I've seen all it's had to offer, and it just wasn't
oh,
completely
just get
awesome.
And the Star Trek shit goes on for like a million years.
Oh, it does. Yeah. You can watch so much.
For
yeah.
days. That's why. It gives more.
That's what I like about
fucking,
it, man.
I'm with you.
Good. I'm glad we had that debate on that question. Last couple of rapid fires. AIDS or cancer?
What?
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS because AIDS is treatable.
Okay.
Fucking cancer, dude.
Sam is so scared of
cancer. Nowski? Also treatable.
Ben,
Do we get to choose the location of cancer
in your butt?
Definitely cancer, then, dude.
Yeah, then cancer. It's in my ass, bro.
Better than brain
Wait, is
cancer?
It in my ass or is it on
but
my
in.
Ass?
Los
Probably
dos.
In.
In and around.
All right, up bottom yeah. area.
Rick, did you have another rapid fire?
I think we've asked them the ones that I'm all thinking of.
Oh
so.
Yeah, we have. But we never asked Nowski, so let's just go for it anyway.
Oh yeah, okay. So would
gay
you rather be gay or have red
or
hair?
Ginger.
Well, that's
CJ,
not even a competition.
CJ's both.
red hair. Bye. I love my ginger locks
red
and
hair,
the women do too.
I just don't. I see. Here's the thing: is I. Can no, love nobody
he doesn't like
else's
butt stuff.
Penis.
He doesn't like doing
own,
butt
I know
stuff.
That. I don't think penises are pretty, and I don't dig butt stuff at all.
He once told a girl that right before
no,
they were
I
about
tell,
to have sex.
No, he tells every girl
he
that.
He tells every girl that.
He
I don't know
do
butt stuff. That's word for word.
Every time.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Nowski?
What was the question?
Gay or red hair?
Gay or red hair.
Red hair, way less painful.
I don't know.
No, I don't know about that, actually.
Yeah, the sunburn at all. It's like having
Ben?
A penis in your butt.
So, from what I know about the Bible, David had, like, red hair and was total badass.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
Yeah,
yes,
he did. He had
red, ruddy,
ruddy
appearance.
Complexion. So,
look it up. That doesn't mean he's a fucking redhead.
And,
look it up.
And Carrot Top is a yoked ass. So,
Ben, don't put Carrot Top into this. He's a shame to our race. He's a shame.
Yeah, he has boobs.
Like, he's a shame to our race.
I'm going redhead, man.
Homophones. Anyway, let me think. What is another good rapid fire, Rick? Chocolate or bacon?
Chocolate.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Ben?
Chocolate bacon?
Nice. All right. Well, unless Rick has another question, I can start tabulating your scores.
Yeah.
We're good.
And it looks like we have Sam in fourth place with 2,007 points.
Damn.
We have Chris in third
okay.
with 1,897. We got Nowski with, I'm going backwards because I play golf. And
me too.
Your score was 1,450, but with the backwards score of 1,000, fucking Ben wins it.
Yeah.
For Jesus.
Yeah. That's the Jesus house. Then play him some Jesus house.
Oh, this is, yeah.
Our Jesus house?
My side project called Jesus house.
Wow.
Yeah. Ave Maria.
Christ Casa.
I would like to give props to Roy Dowd for doing the quiz every week. That's a lot harder than it seems. Now let's have some more musical interludes with Memory Motel.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
We got, this song.
And now, here is Memory Motel to sing for you.
This song is called New Song because we don't have a name for it. What's your name for it, CJ? You're going to tell me right now because you haven't told me shit, so.
he calls it Hulagu.
Hulagu.
Bro, oh my gosh, don't even.
Okay. Why? Why don't you like that?
Because.
Okay, whatever, dude.
Fight, fight, fight!
The struggle is real.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's in the wrong key.
Sorry.
Are great.
You guys are like nuts.
Oh, thank you.
Totally dig that shit.
Nuck and fuck.
It goes all crazy and then it gets all calm again. And
yeah.
Well, thanks.
Feel crescendos like the ocean.
When you're all like finally having sex, it's going to be great. It's like when you listen to Rossini, you're just like, dude, that faggot was good in bed. You know it.
You can definitely. Yeah. There's indicators.
Right?
So, yeah, that was great, man. What can we find you on the internet, and what's coming up for you guys shows-wise?
Let's see what's coming up for us. Let's see. We are playing the Alley on Saturday.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
let's see. If stuff I can put on blast. Let's see. March 22nd, we're playing with this rad band called Milagres. They're from Brooklyn. We're playing at Ampersand with them. And then
where's that at?
Ampersand's Whiskey Bar. Used to be Whiskey Bar. It's in Arlington Towers.
Oh, okay.
100 North Arlington or something like that.
Milagres? Okay. Isn't that Spanish for 1,000 agres?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm making that up.
But let's see. You can find us online at Memory Hotel.
On
Facebook.com/Memory Hotel Reno. And then our 7-inch is now on Spotify, iTunes, and Pandora, and all that stuff.
It is so rad.
Thank you.
We were playing it before you guys got here, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was all, Nathan, you just need to understand how awesome this band is. Listen to this.
Yeah. So,
I would say that we should play some, but we have them here in studio.
No, it's
so,
way better. Yeah. No, you gotta pay for that.
Right.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, you want to hear that. Go pick it up. I'm sure it's at a reasonable price.
Yeah, Bandcamp. We're on Bandcamp, yeah. Right.
Bandcamp.
Anybody who bothers to do vinyl deserves to be given money.
Well, thank you.
I agree.
But then on top of it, it's amazing. So
I agree.
And do it on 45. I accidentally did it on 33, and it was really funny.
Oh, really?
And then I did it on 78, too, and that was also
hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah,
so. I don't even know what you're talking about.
RPMs, dude. RPMs.
They used to have these things called records.
Wow.
They're like
not
CDs, but they're
the big black
and black
CDs
and made out of wax.
I don't like big black things.
No, Sam and I are, I don't know, we're amateur record collectors, I guess. We usually try to hit up like
you guys have
some
like
cool
five
spots.
I have like five, and
I have
three
about
of them I found in trash cans
in
San Francisco
on
Hate Street.
Yeah,
I found a shitload of records in a trash can on Hate Street.
What were they?
Wow,
they were cool,
like,
man.
A lot of weird shit. I got like a 4-disc collection of Gregorian chants, though.
Yeah. Dude,
cool.
And then
why is Hate Street so hateful?
I know it was weird. It was one of those. Away. It was like dollar bins from Amoeba that someone had just literally chucked in the trash, and I got some really cool like Bach like choral stuff. I think there's some Mozart in there, maybe. I don't know. It's all like classical, and it's all like most of it's like double LPs and stuff. But it's cool. It's really rad.
Wow, good score.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literal like dumpster digging, crate digging.
It was cool.
They could have been infested with lice.
Probably are.
ISO.
Sam, yeah. Probably that's probably where you got your
and herpes.
Your lice from Sam.
You guys are so fucking funny. Yeah.
So, all right. So you got some shows coming up. You got a website, memorymotel.com?
Yeah. Right. No, memory-motel.
You got to put the dash in there.
I need to get on fixing our website. Our website's kind of down right now.
It's old, man.
But yeah, but let's see. I don't know.
You're on the Facebook, too.
We're on Facebook, yeah.
Memory Motel.
Memory Motel is the one that is, like, you can actually add as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, okay. And you also have a like page.
I have a like page, and we go on the like page more, the one that's Memory Motel. I pretty much, I got it just to, like, be able to bug people about shows, and now I've just kind of stopped bugging people about shows.
Yeah, the fan page works.
It works, and I just find that self-promotion's a little, I don't know. Like, I like it, and then sometimes I don't. It's a strange game.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you talking about?
yeah, pretty much.
No, I get what you're saying, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we have, you guys want to close us out with a song or two?
That was your closer. Yeah.
All right.
Rick, can you bring up one of the songs from the 7-inch?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you?
Especially in post.
Yeah.
Don't you hear it starting now?
Yeah. It's great. Let me intro it.
Yeah.
This is Wasted. Oh, that's bad. This is Wasted Days by Memory Motel. Closing out your evening.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.
And thank you, Memory Motel, for being here. Thank you, Niall, for sponsoring the
Absolute
beer and
pleasure.
Coming in and playing
you,
the game.
I am not in memory mode.
I'm going to give Nate a shout out. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Chewy. Thank
Nate
you, Rory.
Dog. Yeah.
And
thanks to Watson for helping us.
Yeah, Watson.
All
thank you.
Thank you, Watson.
Watson's super
cool.
Here
for the show too.
Yeah. He's in a rad band called City Wolves.
City Wolves
and
is
Loose
not.
Cannon.
You
mariachi.
Are really.
Yeah. They're a mariachi band.
No.
Sort
of. No, not really. Yeah.
Oh.
But.
Absolutely.
Anyway, he's in a bunch of really cool bands that just moved here from Grass Valley.
Cool.
His band City Wolves is actually playing the Alley, or not the Alley, Jubs, on March 20th with Actors Killed Lincoln.
No shit. Be good, then.
Yeah, so damn. Actors Killed Lincoln, his band, and then a couple of our friends from SF. Apparently this all-girl, like, flower punk band that is supposed to be amazing.
Awesome.
Right, so
what are they called?
Van Wave is the girl band, and then
That's
our friends Battle Hooch.
I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Battle Hooch is.
Then
we'll
our friends
be there
Battle
for
Hooch,
sure.
And that's gonna be a really good show.
Cool.
That's for sure. But really excited for it.
Love
Actors Kill Lincoln.
For sure.
Come hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go to Jubb's open mics on Mondays. Go to Rory's Whiskey and Words at the Foxy Olive on Tuesdays. Go to Reno Computer Fix, our sponsors. Get your computers fixed. And just go say hi to those guys. They're hella cool. And then tell them you listen to podcasts so they keep sponsoring our show. Mm-hmm. And other than that, if you know any... actually, we're good on Mary Anarchy bands. If you know a couple people that need to be there for the 10-year anniversary, hit me up on the Facebooks. Other than that, for the Reverend Rory Dowd and the rest of everybody, I'm Nick Ramirez saying good night, ladies.
Good night, sleepers. Thank you.
that sunshine must have rotted your brain.
Backwater Studios.